Brighton is one step closer to implementing its new automated speed enforcement program. Council passed a bylaw Monday as staff prepare for the program launch in the coming weeks. In April, speed cameras were installed in school and community safety zones, advertising a 90-day program start time frame. Brighton Mayor Brian Ostrander says the intention of the program will be to reduce speed through vulnerable areas with fine enforcement.
And that's what we want. We want people to slow down on Elizabeth Street until such time as we can reconstruct the street and make it look like it should be a 40-kilometer-an-hour zone, which we know it's not designed for that at the moment.
The automated system will capture and record the rate of speed the motor vehicle is traveling in the school zone along Elizabeth Street and will automatically issue tickets to the registered plate holder of the vehicle, regardless of who is driving. Demerit points will not be applied. The letter of citation will be mailed to the registered vehicle owner. The fines range from $5 per kilometer on the low scale to a maximum of $19.50 for 50 kilometers per hour over the speed limit. Staff indicated that since the cameras were installed 2 months ago, 23,000 potential infractions were observed. There apparently is a buffer zone of a few kilometers to allow for individual vehicle speedometer accuracy. But Ostrander stated that anyone who gets a ticket for slightly speeding to come see him about eliminating the fine.
If you or anyone you know gets a speeding ticket from Brighton in the automated speed enforcement system for going 45 or less, you come see me.
Staff will have 23 days according to provincial guidelines to issue a ticket. They warn that tickets may be dismissed as a license plate cover could be blocking AI readers from definitively identifying the license plate. On July 14th, a camera in use sign will be installed to inform motorists that the camera is now active. Reporting for CFWN and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Dan Jones.